Could you please expand on compassionate seclusion in interactive daily life, both on and off retreat? I think one of the things is knowing one's boundaries and knowing one's habits and knowing one's tendencies, because each of us are somewhat different, and but it's like seclusion, and certainly in terms of compassionate seclusion, we need to give ourselves time to settle, to regenerate our internal resources, and that can be shorter or longer periods. It can be done in different ways, whether it's just going for a walk by oneself, or working in a garden, or whatever, as opposed to sitting in meditation, or having a place of physical seclusion. There's many different ways that one can be accomplishing that, and it is an act of compassion toward oneself to be looking after oneself in that way, recognizing that how do we balance our time of kind of regenerating and rejuvenating the heart, and then engaging with others and with the world around us, and it's compassionate to others when we do that, because if we're able to be, we're much more able to be present for others in a skillful way when we're not feeling frazzled or overwhelmed by the contact of our interactions, so that it's helpful to recognize what are my boundaries, what are my capabilities, and to and sometimes we have to stretch our boundaries, sometimes we have to push the envelope a bit, but there is a very human need for all of us to have time where we can be on our own, and not have to be interacting all the time.